Hey gang, good morning. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 85 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. Nice to see you guys. Good morning. How you doing? Did you have a good week? Did you stay the course, make some progress? I bet you did great. I had an awesome week. It was really nice. So let's talk about it. So here I am waking up. It's 7 a.m. on a Sunday. Pretty normal. Glorious day, huh? Gorgeous. We've just been having a great run here as we finally get summer weather. It seems like it's been a long time coming. We had a lot of rain in July, and now it's been pretty nice, sunny, not very hot. As a matter of fact, I don't think we've really even gotten much above 70, if we've even gotten there. It's been pretty cool, which has been nice. It's been pretty great. We don't usually get real hot, but we usually have a couple stretches of above 80 or, you know, pretty what's warm to me, and this year it just hasn't happened, which has been great. I've been able to get a lot done outside. I've been riding my bike and just pretty much enjoying summer. So this week was good. I did work. I had quite a bit of office desk work, design work, and I had a job at a boat shop. So I was running around doing a lot of getting things together. I'm so antsy, you guys. I've been talking about going on a trip or getting out of here for months now, and I keep thinking it's just around the corner. And I still think it's just around the corner. So I've been eagerly packing and unpacking my van, repacking it, and almost going out for a few nights in the van and realizing that I got work in a couple days and I'd just be spinning my wheels and wasting money. So I've been kind of antsy and frustrated. Not frustrated in a bad way. I've just been like, I want to go, you know, want to get going, do some summertime stuff, some surfing and some mountain biking and traveling around and just getting out of my routine here. And I just haven't been able to do it. So I'm ready. Ready though, but so this week I've got one more. I've got a whole boat to start and to finish. Hopefully, it's a little one, and then hopefully, I will truly have nothing on my schedule. But my plan right now is to finish out this week, hopefully, wrap this boat up. Sometimes they're not able to be done in a week, they have paint or something like that, and they keep me hanging around. So, really hoping that I can finish this up this week and be gone by next weekend. But if not, I'll stick it out a little longer. It's very important to me to be here when my customers need me, because that's really what makes me valuable and why they pay me my high rate and keep calling me back, is because I'm there to pick up the slack when they really need me and they can count on me. So, yeah, I'm going to have to make a schedule here if I don't get a break. And I'm realizing that. So if they keep calling and I keep having work, I'm going to book some vacation time where I'm just not going to work. But in the meantime, I'll keep taking the jobs that they have for me. And I'll fit my traveling and vacationing in around those, like I've always done. So I'm still looking forward to that. And I'm still planning, once this last boat is done, to get out on the road and and go push my boundaries a little and see what kind of foods out there I can eat and stuff like that. So anyways, I'm really looking forward to that. This week was pretty funny. I actually like packed up all my stuff and put it in the van and then realized I had to take it out because I needed it here. I got a frog in my throat there. So I've been antsy. But aside from that, let's talk about zero carb. Birds want to talk too. Let's listen to them for a sec. God, that's so nice, isn't it? So grateful to be living in such an awesome place, surrounded by nature, waking up with the sun. Just amazing. So anyways, you guys, geez, I really got stuff in my throat. There's something I want to talk about, and from a zero carb standpoint. First, I think I should talk about my week. Let's just talk about food. So this week, what did I do? First half of the week, I ate ribeye and finished out that brisket and those things that I've been eating for the last few weeks. Been treating me pretty good. The ribeye, I've been buying choice ribeye for, I've bought maybe three in a row now, so for the last 3 weeks or so, or 4 weeks, I've been buying choice ribeye at Costco and eating, living mostly off of that. And I gotta say, really enjoy it. Been cooking it up like my bacon, like fried, and I definitely crave it. I look forward to it. When I haven't been eating it and I haven't been getting enough fat, I start to really crave it. However, I will say that eating it consistently day after day after day, it's definitely too much fat for me. And I notice that in, as you guys know, my stools and just sort of the way I feel. I did notice last week that I had a couple episodes. I didn't get all the way sick, but I would push myself to where I can see my bile acid, you know, coming out the other end. In other words, I go from sort of a normal colored stool to yellow liquid. And I do that pretty regularly when I eat too much fat. And it comes with a burning sensation in my stomach. And sometimes it's so bad I end up having to vomit it out. That didn't happen this week. Did happen last week. But always I end up with that too much fat symptoms when I eat that ribeye. Not always, not if I eat it just once, but when I eat it week, you know, all day, or excuse me, every day during the week. So I did eat that this week, really enjoyed it, did get a little sick, learned a little bit more about where my tolerances are. I went back to the store at the end of the week here. I got the call from my butcher. My cows and sheep are just about ready, so I don't want to really stock up because I probably will be picking those up from the butcher Monday or Tuesday, I'm guessing, or early this week anyway. So I didn't want to stock up, so I went to the store. I didn't want to buy a whole nother ribeye. That was kind of expensive. You know, $8 a pound. I was buying 20 pound ribeyes ish. So every time I went to the store, you know, it was almost $200. And that was, I can afford it right now, but it was a stretch for me. And so I'm changing a little bit from that. So I did. I went back to the store a couple days ago and just kind of stocked up through the weekend. I went back to ground beef, and I got something to try. I bought some sheep cheese. So I've noticed in the past, it seems like that cow's cheese gives me a lot of digestion issues. Usually 24 hours after I eat it, I end up real kind of plugged up and in pain. But sheep's cheese hasn't seemed to do that. I ate some Chivri a few weeks ago and it seemed fine. So I did. I got some more Chivri and I got some manchego. Is that how you say it? I'm not sure how you say it, but it's delicious. And I ate quite a bit of that on Friday. It's Sunday now. And I haven't eaten any since then, just kind of to wait and see. Tell you, I feel fine. It does tend to slow things down a little bit, like the cow's cheese. I did end up having what I would consider probably a really good bowel movement the day following it, one of my more firm ones. Sorry for the details. So, you know, I'm not sure. I do think that the cheese changed that. I'm not sure if it's gut bacteria that does that, or I don't know, emulsified fat. I'm not sure why that affects me the way it does. The cow's cheese does the same thing, but much worse, and with a lot of gas and stuff. So that seemed great. I've got some left, so I'll eat some more probably today and see if that continues. But that's pretty neat to discover. I'll tell you, it does make me feel good. Like, not like I had some deficiency or something, but something about cheese seems to give me something that I don't get otherwise. I don't know if it's vitamin K2, like Mike Carnomad pointed out so long ago. Mike, you said that you thought K2 might be something I was missing. You know, I don't know if I ever talked about that. I actually bought supplements just based on that one little blurb comment that you made, Mike. And I tried them for a few weeks, and I didn't notice anything, so I stopped taking them. But for whatever reason, cheese does make me feel pretty good. So I'm enjoying it and not feeling bad from it. So I'm going to stick with that experiment. Definitely not going to eat that stuff daily, but I may allow myself to have that once in a while. I sure enjoyed it. And bacon. I've been eating bacon pretty regularly, especially as I got out of the ribeye and went back to my burgers, and they they taste lean to me, my 80-20 burgers, just like I used to eat. Now they seem very lean. And so I've been adding bacon and really enjoying that, and doesn't seem to have too many repercussions. We talked about it in the past. I noticed that bacon regularly seemed to lead to more visits to the bathroom and a little bit of deterioration, but nothing too bad. I'm not 100% sure that's the case anymore. It seemed like in the past when I was eating bacon, I was always eating it with something else. Like I would go to the store and get bacon, and I would also get some salami or something. So bacon doesn't seem anymore, at least, to be causing those issues. I've been eating it fairly regularly, but I'll keep paying attention, seeing what it does. One thing about my attitude towards all this stuff is, you know, I've learned now. There was a time when I started, when I was really chasing, you know, improving my stools, and I used that as a guide to sort of judge everything else. And when I was, prior to ZC, I was on the specific carbohydrate diet, making homemade yogurt and eating a lot of fruit, not some, but quite a bit of fruit along with the meat. And I was able to achieve basically a firm stool, maybe a 5 on the Bristol scale, formed anyways, which is not my normal, through that diet. And I could do that regularly, and I know how to do that now. I could certainly do it. It required a little bit of soluble fiber and a little bit of the, seemed like whatever was in the yogurt, whether it was the bacteria, like I said, or the emulsification or whatever it might have been. But I could do that, and I do believe that I could do that again. Not necessarily carnivore, I think I need to add that soluble fiber. But while my stools are better, everything else is worse, right? I have indigestion and gut pain, and definitely everything else, all of the skin, acne, night sweats, all the stuff that came with my inflammation. Wasn't terrible. So the SCD made things a lot better, but when I went to zero carb, I noticed that big difference between some plants and no plants. So what I'm really trying to say is, after these 2.5 years of zero carb, I've sort of given up on chasing the perfect stool. Because in my case, it just doesn't seem like it's ever going to happen. So I do feel like, in some ways, that's given me more freedom. You know, I'm willing to say, well, if it's going to be like that anyways, maybe I should try this or allow myself that. So now, really, it has to do with, you know, the discomfort, pain, other symptoms that will make me think it's not worth it. The stool quality doesn't change, you know, my thoughts on that. It's just sort of an indicator. But being inconvenienced, pooping my pants, having a lot of pain, you know, those are things that are normal symptoms when I eat something that you know I shouldn't have. And so not saying I'm straying from zero carb, because I certainly have no intention of that, but more just saying that I am a little more open to trying some different things that may lead me, you know, to less ideal stools, I suppose, as long as they don't hurt me. So, and that was back to bacon. So bacon seemed to send me to the bathroom a few more times during the day, but it didn't seem to come with any other real major downsides and no urgency or anything like that. So I do feel like I'm going to continue to incorporate it. I really enjoy it. And it does definitely give me it's a method for me to manage my fat intake in a real controllable way. You know, one little piece of bacon on top of my burgers, and that seems great. And as I finish the meal, I can have more bacon or more burger, depending on how I'm feeling. So there's that. And I'm real excited to get my homegrown burgers and start eating that again. I'm just really looking forward to that simple routine and that known good food source, and a little bit less variables in my day-to-day. I'm really looking forward to that. So, one of the things I wanted to bring up today, something I noticed this week, I keep meaning to stop during the week and make a video when I have these thoughts, but I just haven't been able to find the time, oddly enough. Hopefully that'll come soon. But at any rate, one thing I noticed this week, you guys, I'd really like to touch on, is how zero carb has changed I don't really know how to say it. It's changed my body composition, but it's changed the way I see myself. But more than anything, I think man, this is hard to say. What I'm really trying to say is that my body composition doesn't change now, and that I like how I look, and I don't have to do anything to achieve that. And I'm not really sure. So Zero Carb has said, or I'm not really sure how to say that. Zero Carb has just made keeping a body composition that I like effortless. And so I wanted to talk about that, because what I recognized this week was that when I started this journey, my routine and my focus and all of my efforts, you know, when I started this journey years ago, it was an effort to start to like myself again. When I talk about this journey, I just mean sort of all of this reinventing of myself and paying attention and self, you know, moving forward, basically progression and working hard to progress and personally. So years ago when I started, it was 2014 or 15, and I really didn't like myself. This is going back to episode one here. I really didn't like myself at all. I hated how I looked. And so I started, you know, exercising, and along with the exercise came the focus on diet. And I started to lose my middle-aged gut and become more fit, and then start to try and develop, you know, into overall a person who I liked, and that was both habits and how I behaved, and as well as how I looked. So I am vain. I did find out that it matters very much to me that I like myself, and that how I look is a big part of that. So for whatever that's worth, so I did, you know, start consciously adjusting my diet and my workout and everything else to try to figure out, you know, how to look like someone I liked, or how to look like I wanted to look. And so for years, you know, those first couple of years, I was working out super hard and really agonizing over my diet. And along the path there, that's really what made me discover, like, wow, some of this stuff I'm eating really affects, you know, how I feel and how I look. I think you guys might remember my first clue that I was sick was being super, I'd been dieting, I was super thin, I thought really, you know, all muscle, and then I'd eat something and I'd wake up the next morning and I'd literally be 10 pounds heavier. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I could go 10 pounds overnight based just on diet, and then I would see where my socks were because of the swollen ankle above the sock line. And I was like, this is not right. You know, what is wrong with me? And so now I look back on it, it's all obvious. But at the time I was totally clueless and oblivious. And now I know, you know, it was edema from my eating stuff that wasn't agreeing with me and my inflammation. And it came with diarrhea and blah, blah, blah. So along the way, I started chasing my gut health and finding out that I was, you know, super ill and had always been sick. And so here I am at this end of the path now, having found a diet that makes me feel okay and a, you know, workout routine I can stick to and all of these things. But what I wanted to bring up was that I kind of turned around this week and looked back on all of that and went, wow, what an amazing place I've landed here. What a better place I'm in now. I mean, that wasn't necessarily a terrible place. It was something I had to go through to fix all of, you know, really these things I had ignored and bad habits I'd developed and things I was unaware of. And it was just part of the journey to learn. But I was incredibly restrictive. I was incredibly controlling with my diet. You know, I was really watching every calorie and to the point where it was unhealthy, I would say. Oh, there's a beautiful Cooper's hawk, I think is what they're called. Really, really fast predator birds. Cool. I don't see them very often. At any rate, you know, it was a very restrictive time in my life, and I was constantly struggling with the scale and with my little, like, belly pooch that was part posture, part bloating, Not much overweight, it really wasn't. It took me a long time to learn that, that it was a lot, had to do with other factors than just weight. I kept losing weight, and I would just look in the mirror and hate my body. I still have a gut. I didn't have a gut. I just didn't know how to stand, and I would have a little edema or whatever, and because I was eating the wrong stuff. And so I pushed myself down to, you know, really low weight, trying to chase that. And at any rate, my epiphany this week is that I like how I look. I like my figure. And I don't struggle to achieve it anymore. As a matter of fact, I don't even really think about it. I didn't get on a scale for, I don't even know, almost the whole last year, once in a blue moon. The reason I had this epiphany is I bought a new scale. Because I was really wondering about, well, one, consistency. My old scale was just terrible. And then the body fat measurement had broken on my old scale years ago. This is what really brought this home, was this body fat measurement. I don't put much stock in those things. I know the scale isn't right. The body fat measurement isn't right. But years ago when I was doing it, you know, I could consistently watch my body fat go down, you know, through time, whether it was the number was right or not. It was the trend. And I could get it to a certain point. But then my scale had broken. I'd given up on the scale, and I just really stopped caring. So I sort of, and I've been eating, just ad lib, right? I haven't been controlling my intake at all. And I've stepped on the scale a few times, and I've always been, you know, amazed that my weight hasn't changed in the last year, 2 years, really at all. I'm exactly the same weight, to the pound, pretty much. But when I got on this new scale, my body fat, according to the scale, was in the 12% range, which I think is accurate. That's what I would have estimated based on how I look. But that just blew me away because I struggled to keep that body fat level hard. 3 years ago when I was doing that stuff, that was a really difficult challenge for me. And also, I was only at those low numbers when I was down like 120 pounds. Well, I'm about 140 pounds now and still low body fat. And what that says to me is that this diet over the last couple of years has given me the ability. I've added maybe 10 pounds of muscle. I mean, I was 122 at my lowest and 128 and 130 sort of at my average 3 years ago when I started this diet. But my body fat was 13 and 14%. At least according to the old scales, but based on how I looked as well. And now, here I am 2 years later at 140 pounds, same body fat percentage, if not lower. It was really neat to recognize this week, to kind of step back and go, whoa, look at where you are, man. Look how far you've come. You know, I've been kind of feeling a little stagnant. I've been kind of just wrapping up my boat work and trying to go on vacation. I just wasn't really feeling like I was, I don't know, I guess I sort of lost the feeling of accomplishment from these last few years where, you know, getting here was an accomplishment and I was constantly conscious of that. But I maybe had forgotten a little bit of that. At any rate, it was a reminder this week that I've achieved so much and I've come so far and I should really appreciate how much this way of eating has given me in this regard. And so I just wanted to touch on that, boy, if you're doing zero carb to try and achieve, you know, some body composition goals, or you're looking to get some release from some rigid routine that you've been having to follow to maintain, you know, any of those things, I can't stress enough how incredible, what a difference it is. You know, I know that when I ate carbs, I was constantly having to control how much I ate, rewards and you know, holding things back and rewarding myself, and those were all constantly normal parts of that way of eating. It was restricting and allowing and permissions and pulling back permissions and managing, you know, how much I ate and all that. And it's really amazing that this way of eating can give someone so much freedom and from those things, that you can eat as much as you want, whenever you want, eat what you want, and not worry about calories or ratios or, you know, much more than, I mean, I guess I do think about those things a lot, but you know what I mean. I'm not managing my diet in an effort to get some body composition results. I'm managing my diet in an effort to achieve the best results in terms of how I feel. But oddly enough, that dovetails nicely with body composition. And so I just think that really, one, indicates that I, you know, that to me anyways, what I can observe, this is a healthful diet. It does seem to, my body responds in a way that makes me think this is what it wants. But more than anything, it's just that freedom from, you know, a very, very strict control over my diet and the ability to like myself day in and day out without having to struggle or suffer to achieve it. So just, I like the way I look naturally. That's really amazing. So yeah, so that's a big, big zero carb benefit in my life and something that is really profound, actually, that I don't think I give enough credit to. That I wake up in the morning and I like myself. And that was really, without consciously thinking about it, that was really my number one goal over all of these last years. So thanks, zero carb. And thank you guys, because you guys have been a big part of that, of all, you know, all your support, a big part of me getting here and being here now. So I would like to say thank you, as always, for listening and watching. And with that, you guys, I think that's enough for today. I've been blabbing for a long time here, so time to get on with my Sunday. I'm really hoping to get out on the road. So hopefully next week when I check in with you guys, I'll be somewhere else. But don't get too excited, because my boat might not get done. So I'll try not to get too excited too. But in the meantime, I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you make some progress. I'll do the same. And I'll check in with you guys next week and tell you how it's going. So thanks as always for listening and watching, you guys. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next week. All right, thanks, you guys. See ya.